today, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Romans chapter 11, verse 16. For if the first fruit is holy, then the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive tree were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root. The root supports you. Somebody say, the root supports me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. Father, I thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the anointing in this room today. Lord, I pray, God, you put me on like a coat and wear me this morning. Give me entrance into men and women's hearts. Let me walk the corridor of every believer's heart this morning. Lord, declaring your truth in revelation. Father, I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for truth that transforms us. I thank you for revelation, God, that opens our eyes. I thank you for wisdom, God, that helps carry us to our destiny. And most of all, Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that we are led by. Lord, that leads us into everything, God, that you have for us. And I declare that in Jesus' name. If you believe that this morning, say amen.
Amen.
How many of you know this morning, if you're going to see your dreams and your visions come to pass, then it's crucial to understand where the power source comes from. We have to have a real understanding. We have to have a revelation of where the power source comes from if we're going to see these dreams or see our visions really manifest in our life and begin to bear those things out. There's a lot of things that are visible on the outside world, but a lot of times people, when they see what's on the outside, they don't know the true source of where it comes from. We know it comes from the inside. Somebody say it's on the inside. Because how many know your life is not in the branches? Your real life comes from what you've been rooted in. It comes from the roots. In other words, you don't support the root supports you. The definition of a root is pretty cool. And you can write it down if you want to. It means part of a plant that attaches to the ground or a support system. It's typically underground, and it conveys water and nourishment to the rest of the plant. We know that about roots, don't we? If you've got a green thumb, then you really do know that. I mean, in Matthew chapter 28, the Great Commission, he said, "I want you to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." How many know that word creature right there means every ethnos? Somebody say ethnos. It means every ethnic group, every people group. How many know God's not a racist? He's the creator of all the races. He said, "I want you to preach the gospel to every ethnic group, every people group. And I want you to not just preach the gospel to every race and every ethnic group. I want you to turn them into disciples." He said, "I want you to make them into disciples." Somebody say disciples. Now, we've been very good in the church about making converts. We can get people saved. You know, we can give them John 3:16, huh? But how many of you know that's just the beginning? The real goal is not just to make people into converts. It's not just to convert them into a believer. Because, you know, when I become a convert, it means that I've changed the way I think. In other words, I've gone from being a non-believer to becoming a believer. I used to didn't believe, but now I believe. I've been converted in my thinking. But how many of you know this morning, ladies and gentlemen, and God's not just looking for converts, he's looking for disciples.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Not just believers, he wants followers.
Amen.
It's one thing to believe, it's another thing to follow. And he said, to become a disciple, it means you teach them to observe whatever it is that I command you. In other words, you learn to become followers, devoted and committed followers, to whatever it is that the Lord wants to teach us. We follow his teaching and we follow him. Amen. So when we look at this definition of what roots really is, there's some things that we need to understand or that we need to look at about roots and get this revelation in our heart so that we can really understand what it means to become a disciple. One of the definitions of roots is that they are attached to the ground. Somebody say they're attached to the ground. So it's like it's part of your foundation. We talked about this Wednesday night. I was talking about building your house on the rock Wednesday night, and I would think just about half the people came up to me Wednesday night and said, do that again Sunday. We got to hear that again on Sunday. But it's about what are you building on? What's the foundation of your life? You know, the foundation, the issues of your life. It also says that they are underground, which means, secondly, if it's underground, it's unseen. Somebody say it's unseen. These are the private areas of your life, the private disciplines of your life. I mean, oh, the God who sees in secret is the same God that rewards in the open. He sees how you are when you're all alone, when you're all by yourself, when it's me, myself, and I, when all three of you are alone. Uh-oh. In other words, it's the things that are done in secret that become the foundations for the visible things of your life. What you do in secret manifests in the open. You know, there used to be a heavyweight boxer named Joe Frazier. Anybody remember Joe Frazier? Yeah. Some of you young people may not know who Joe Frazier was. Joe Frazier, man, he was hardcore. And he'd get up in the morning, he'd take off, and he'd go jogging at 4 o'clock in the morning. And he would do that when he was training for a big fight. And people would ask him, they'd say, Joe, why'd you get up and run in the dark? And this is what he would say. He would say, because I learned this, that if you can cheat in the night, it's revealed in the light. If you can cheat in the night, it's revealed in the light. Pretty cool, because how many know as believers, if we cheat in the secret places of our life, it'll become revealed in the public places. Because the roots of our life are basically unseen, but it's what supplies the nourishment and the nutrients that we need in order to sustain the life that we live. It comes out. What you get planted in is what comes out of you. The third thing about roots is that it conveys water. It brings water and it brings nourishment to the rest of the plant. So how many of you know that's where the source of life begins? That's where life is sustained. Amen. How many of you know we are sustained from the roots up? That's how God sustains our life. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14 says this: for this reason I bow my knees to the Father and Lord Jesus Christ, from the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit. Watch this. In the inner man. Somebody say the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted. Come on, help me out. That you being rooted. Somebody say rooted. And grounded. Say grounded. You being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. You know his love passes knowledge? You can't really understand it because it passes your understanding. But that's how wide, deep, his love is just so amazing. It passes knowledge. And it says, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Somebody say in us. It's a power that works in us. Notice it does not say the power that works on us, which is what you would think it would say. It says in us. That means the ability to live life in the supernatural is in us. It comes from within. The ability to live a life that is exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think is sourced on the inside of us. It's not power from on high. It's power from within. God puts the power, it's on the inside of you. Huh? Now I'm helping somebody. Come on now. It's on the inside, not the outside. Amen? You know, to the believer, we recognize that the source of our strength is not the outer man. It's not the outward things that make us victorious. Isn't that right? Some people just think, well, if I could just get enough money, if I could just get enough money, then I'd be an overcomer. If I could just get the right job, or if I could just live in the right house, if I could just have the right friends, or if I had the right influence, or if I could just get all those things, then I would be able to overcome this stuff that's going on in my life. Then I could learn how to live the exceedingly abundant life. Nope. That's not how you do it, amen? The truth is you can have the right job, and you can have the right bank account, and you can have all the right people say all the right things about you, and guess what? You can still be a miserable failure. Because the strength of your life doesn't come from the outside. The strength of your life comes from the inside, and it's according to the power that works in us. It's according to that power. Am I helping anybody this morning? Now watch this. That word power right there, that word power right there comes from the word dunamis. Somebody say dunamis. It's literally talking about dynamic ability. You ever met anybody that's dynamic? You know that definition, they're just a dynamic person. What does that mean? It means they're just blowing up all over the place all the time. They just bubble up. They're dynamic. Huh? You ever met anybody that's not dynamic? They look like they bit a lemon. They don't even know what dynamic is. Come on, we know what dynamic is, don't we? It's talking about dynamic. This is where we get that word. It's where we get the word dynamite from. It comes from dunamis. It's inerrant power. It's power from within. You say, what does it mean? Here's what it means. It means the power, the strength that has the ability to sustain itself. It's like a nuclear reactor. It's an ongoing power. It's a never-ending power. How many know that's the power of God? Come on, FPNL over there on the island don't have nothing on the power of God. It's got the ability to sustain itself. I'm going to try it again. It's got the ability to sustain itself. It doesn't need anybody to pump it up. It doesn't need anybody to get it going. It doesn't need anybody to cheer it on. It doesn't need anybody to pat it on the back. It's got what it needs from within. Huh? In other words, when Christ moves into your life, a power plant gets built on the inside of you of a resource of power that's never ending. It's eternal. You got a power plant living on the inside, and it doesn't need anything external to support it. You ain't got to plug it into a wall. You don't got to recharge it. You don't got to get some sunshine on it. It's a never ending eternal power on the inside. It has in it the ability to sustain itself. That's the power of God. And as long as you keep Jesus Christ on the inside of your heart, you can have the power that comes with Jesus Christ being on the inside of your heart. Somebody say, it's my power. How many know Paul was one of them exceedingly abundant, powerful people? Paul was crazy in his faith. Paul had crazy faith. Man, Paul did crazy things. People looked at Paul and said, you crazy. Why are you so crazy? You know, a lot of people just thought the Apostle Paul was arrogant because he used hard words sometimes, and he used a little bit of language from time to time. I know that might shock some religious folks, but Paul was known for using some pretty harsh words. You know? He's a lot like Jesus. How many know Jesus used some harsh words? Oh, no. Y'all just tell me y'all been in church too long.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Golden Rule Academy K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and, of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
This time of year, it seems like the least likely radio stations suddenly become religious. Talk of generosity, goodwill, and good deeds are sandwiched between Christmas carols that make you feel good. But there's one station that will go further than that to present the greatest truth that man could ever understand. Jesus Christ is God. You're listening to that station right now. At WCNO, we don't stop talking about Jesus on December 26th. Christmas is really year-round for us. Your generosity is year-round too, or we wouldn't even be able to broadcast. When the Christmas lights come down and the tree is set out by the roadside, our team of listeners will keep on giving. That's because you understand that the message of Jesus Christ must go out 365 days a year. As you may know, we came up quite a bit short of our financial goal during our recent prayer and praise time, and we really do need your help right now. If you'd like to make a special year-end gift to WCNO this Christmas, you'll be taking us beyond that special day. Send your gift to WCNO at 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida, 34990. Or make your donation online at our website, WCNO.com. It's one good deed that will bring eternal results. And Merry Christmas from all of us at the Good News Station, WCNO.
Going out in the storm, but if you really hold me tight, on the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
She doesn't care if it's 10 below. She's sitting by the fire's cozy glow. She don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. She just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Ooh-wee, goes the storm. Why should she worry when she's nice and warm? The guy by her side and the lights down low. She just says, let it snow, let it snow.
Weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow,
let it snow,
let it snow,
let it snow.
You're all I need, Lord. All I need.
Offering shall adore you. Lord, every people will call on your name. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess your name, Jesus the Lord.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.